You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin. You're on Maximum Medicine Radio. We had a little technical glitch there, a little hoppity hop of the music, the sound. Oh, my. So hopefully everything's chill now. I'm here with Dr. Pat. We are going to talk about a landmark event today. So we are talking about the wind up, and we mean that when we say wind up, to the book launch, my book launch, Maximize Your Healing Power, Shamanic Healing Techniques to Overcome Your Health Challenges. That's a mouthful. That comes out on May 23rd. If you go on my website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com, there will be a link to freebies that if you order and you bring your order number back, you get all these downloads from my friends and other spiritual teachers, and it's really great. And some beautiful pictures I took of my land that you can use as wallpaper on your computers. They're actually quite beautiful. So I'm excited because Dr. Pat, this first I have to say, I have to tell everybody this if I haven't told them before. When I started doing radio show here, I started because Jessica Henderson stumbled, spirit led her. She didn't really stumble. She had no way to know me. She found my website, asked me if I wanted to be a host. Something said, do it, even though I had no idea what we're talking about. And then Dr. Pat and Jessica coached me for the last six years.
Yeah. And yeah, it's been about that.
Yeah. And I'm not green anymore, although the wallpaper behind me is green. I don't think I'm the most polished, but I'm able to talk in front of you guys and I'm able to share my ideas. And the whole point of this is a shout out, a moment of gratitude to Dr. Pat and her TTR team, because she helped me see things about me that I didn't see in myself or I kind of wished I could do. And so we'll talk about that later, is that energy of expansion, that energy of power, that energy of seeing something you can step into. So back to the book, how does that fit in? Because of Dr. Pat's coaching and my time here as a host on TTR, Maximum Medicine, Sacred Magic Show, Healing Hour, I have written a book of the things I know that I can translate for, I'll say average, because the truth is I'm average in the spiritual shamanic. I had to learn. And so I've taken what I've learned and put it into real time, real world workings. And the book, I think, is really, really good because I think it gives you the tools to heal yourself. Now, does that mean you'll never need a physician again? I hope not. I'll be out of a job. But not everything has to be done with medicine and surgery and worry and testing. And even if it is, you can simplify the path and heal yourself with these techniques. So the book is coming out May 23rd. This is a little long-winded, sorry. But again, you have freebies if you order on my site. And it's just exciting because it has a lot. Well, Pat, you yeah. Comment because obviously I'm biased. Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, there's something that, you know, I can't remember where it's in the book, but I resonate with it a lot. And I think you say, I never knew I'd be a physician. And I love that statement. I never knew I would be sitting here with you as an amazing woman that has written a book that nobody else has written or has been able to write. And the reason I can say that is I've been doing this 20 years. I've read close to 13,000 books over this period of time. I've interviewed almost everybody in the Newtah holistic shamanic world. I've seen everything they've done. And this is the first time that I've seen, and you said it, we're regular people. We really are. And the reason, the thing that makes us regular and to be able to talk to people is it's we're heart centric. You see, I've been considered positive. So I just call myself positive centric now because I'm not positive 100% of the time. I have my moments. Just watch me when I miss a ping pong shot. But you said this earlier, you wrote a book and you took some very complex things. And you see, I got to take this journey. At the beginning of the book, you say, walk with me. I got to walk with you. And I got to walk with you before walk with me became so powerful in meaning. And what happens over time is you see one piece of the puzzle get put in. Now we have circles in a chakana. Then you see another piece in. Now we have the four directions. Then you see another piece in, and we have something else in there. And now they're beautifully laid out in these beautiful circles. Now we say, but wait a minute, what about the body? And then you did something that I have not seen anyone do. There may be somebody out there that has done this before. I haven't seen it in 20 years. Then you took these beautiful shamanic principles. And what you did with them is you said, I'm a physician. I never planned to be a physician, but I'm a physician. And what you did with that is you took your medical knowledge and experience and you brought that into the shamanic world. And you said, if you are over here, this is pulmonary. And if you're over here, it's going to mean this. And it's not going to mean just a certain version of it. There's an element that you can call on. There's a direction that you can call on. If this is you, if this is kidney, this is, see that to me in one graphic, you put it in, mm-hmm. You put five professions or five, how should I call them? Philosophies or studies. And when people go to your website and see the bridge between metaphysics, spirituality, science, spirituality, that's what you did. And by the way, it's in the book, but you also did it in a very, very beautiful dynamic one picture view for people. Now, why is that even important? Because it's one picture. But then you talked about how these dynamics move and rotate, how we're not static. See, so walk with me. You know, I never planned to be here with you talking about this book in this way, but we are because you set the intention. I could see the vision, and it's an honor to help you. Why? If there's one thing we've learned in the past 3 years, we need to find a different way to heal. We need to find a different way to care for our bodies. We need to find a different way to care for our minds, our spirit, our soul. We need to find a different way. But you see, we might be humans, but humans like a pathway. They like a blueprint. They want to know if I'm watching a football game, it's got four quarters and I know what's going to happen. And usually in the last 2 minutes, it takes an hour to get through it. They want to know. They need to know. And that's what you've done. And then you could have been done right there. That you could have been like, we're done. But no. Then you added the maximum medicine mind matrix. Now that's going to be another book, but it's in this book. And it's a beautiful representation of almost everything the movie The Matrix tried to tell us about the multidimensional nature of who we are. And how we can use this 3x3 beautifully laid out matrix where each column and each row equals a different construct, integrity. So you see, you could have stopped over here with the wheel. Beautiful. We have an animated version of it. It's just gorgeous. The book is powerful in that way. But you didn't, because part of this is to know that we are whole and we're human beings. And see, that for me, it isn't just me working with you. It is the incredible amount of knowledge of what you've shared and what you've been able to put together for people at the perfect time, Sharon, Doc Martin, because right now we need this. All of us need to be able to check. Yeah. That's what, that's my two cents right there.
And you guys see, thank you, Pat. You guys see what a good coach she is, because her pep talks and her affirmations of my abilities are what gave me the courage to keep stepping to walk. And you see, I have this picture behind me because I love the path into the woods. Walk with me is a key energy for my book, because you can learn the basics to start a process to heal yourself, because the world needs it. We know that, because things, face it, there's a lot about medicine that's broken. A lot about a lot of things are broken, but you can fix it. And we're going to, we won't talk about all those things that Dr. Pat said, because we don't have time, although we are going to have another show mid-May and we can talk about some more of them. But anyway, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We're going to talk more about my book. I do think it's helpful. I think it's wonderful. And not just because I wrote it, but because it has the things that I believe in that I've used with patients that make a difference. So come back in a few minutes. We'll take a break.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate.
Feeling overwhelmed by life and underwhelmed by your prospects, unheard and unappreciated? Vibrant Voices gets joyful about authenticity and reshaping your reality. Join Christine Vibrant and guests on Vibrant Voices and give your voice a chance to be represented. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit My Resilience Coach,
a book that actually has healing power. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now for pre-order. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Pre-order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com. A book that actually has healing.
To Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman. Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m.
Everybody, we're back. I'm Doc Martin on Maximum Medicine Radio. I'm here with Dr. Pat, and we're talking about, we're winding up to the launch of my book, Maximize Your Healing Power. So, Pat, what I want to talk about, which is what you spent the last 20 years doing in your shows, reaching people. Why do we bring out these alternate techniques when we talk about shamanic? What does that, when we say shamanic techniques, what does that mean? That we have a feather and a rattle?
I want to tell you what it means for me.
Yeah. I want to hear.
All right, look. What if we weren't bringing it out? You see, if we believe everything that the neuroscientists have said, I don't care who you talk to, the Bruce Lipton, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza, just talk to any of them. Anybody that's had any afterlife, just talk to everybody, anybody, talk to your family, talk to your friends. And what you find is each of us has something innate. We have it in our DNA. There's something within us. Why do I know that? I'm not a doctor. I'm not that doctor. Right? I can talk to you about things going on in your mind, but I'm not the doctor that I'm about to talk about. So let's just put that out there. But here's what we do know. Here's the question I want everybody to ask themselves. Do you all believe a thought? You go back to the beginning of mankind, womankind, peoplekind. Just go back. How in the world any humans anywhere survive anything without going to the drugstore? Just ponder that for a minute. Now, it doesn't matter where you come from. You could come from Europe. You could come from Africa. You could come from South America. You could come from places I don't even know. You could come from Asia. But what is it early on, people that are just learning to walk upright, why didn't we all get annihilated right out of the gate? What was it? What did they know? Well, they knew you had to move. They knew that you had to move. Everybody had to move, men and women, not just the men with the things, the men and the women. Children had to move. They knew that. They understood the value of pure nutrition. When you fed that baby and you're feeding that baby, you're not feeding it with, like, what? Do I dare say it starts with a P, ends with an I? That could be pesticides. That's just like a little word. But how did we do it? Now, my friends, okay, just saying, my friends would say, do you watch Ancient Aliens? Yes, okay, I understand that theory. But let's take that off the table. How did we do it? If you want to call it shamanic, go ahead. If you want to call it natural, go ahead. Whatever you call it, whatever your answer is, just think for yourself, how did we get here today? How did we survive? Decades and decades and centuries and centuries and thousands of years before there was money and we're like exchanging stones to get like basil. How do we do it? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. What do we read about in the scripture? I washed their feet down with oil. What kind of oil? Well, those are essential oil. So you see, the answer to that question, I have to go back. Now, let me give you the medical answer, and you could tell me if this is right or wrong. So I think our cells remember. I think we have not forgotten innate. Ask grandma and her chicken soup. See, I think there's a part of us that understands that there's a solution that's out there. And I kind of remember it, but I don't remember it. And if you took the word shaman off it, because what is a shaman? It's a spiritual person. Like it is, if you ask people, they don't say that's a priest. It's a spirit. It's a person that knows how to do things. But if you remove all the labels and you get down to the knowledge and the truth and the facts of us as human beings and a society, that background you have behind you, that's the background that got it there. Not my background, your background got us there. If we could get back to remembering that, and then if we could help people in the way you did, put the pieces together, Sharon, that's what we're here to do. You see, that's what we're here to do. You know this. How many cultures have you been to where you see people living like this today, Sharon? How many?
A lot.
And what are they doing? And what did you learn from them?
That at the core of all of this and the knowledge of natural healing methods comes from your relationship to the earth, to the stars, to your consciousness, to the thing we call spirit. And in that wisdom, exactly as you say, ourselves remember, that wisdom is the template from which we were built. And when we tap into that universal wisdom, when some people call it Akashic field, some people call it consciousness, I believe as long as the trees have been on earth and mushrooms have been on earth, that's a whole nother topic. We've got the answers in our connections. And so when I say shamanic techniques, that's with the very simplified understanding that a shaman was somebody who was really good at connecting to the unseen world and bringing that wisdom forward for the tribe. And I believe that that's how we can heal ourselves, is we can connect to that universal wisdom. Inside ourself is our higher selves, our soul, the Akashic field, universal consciousness, whatever name you want to give it, God. That's the powerful frontier that I believe that we are standing on the leading edge. That this is only the beginning. I've taught in this book, I've taught basic rituals and techniques, but I'm excited about myself learning there is a field of consciousness that we can access, and we can bring in the templates of the way ourselves were supposed to work. And that's how these miraculous healers do it, I believe. But anyway.
Yeah. And you, well, and what you're talking about though, Doc Martin, is that there is an understanding. If you read and you look at, I mean, you can look at glyphs, you can take a look and do some history, some research. And what you find is they had to resort to whatever possible method, whatever way that they could use to heal another and save a life. That's mm-hmm. what they had. And out of that, we got the benefit from. You know, there are so many traditions that we've lost the knowledge. We've lost the knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, the knowledge was passed forward traditionally. And so many cultures now are worried about the fact that that may be lost. And it's because of books like this. And it's because of ways to talk about this, to say, this is knowledge. This is information. And this is medicine, and it's knowledge and information. What happens when we put them together? What happens? Right?
Big stuff.
Yeah. Now, clearly, I'm not sure the shaman could have replaced my two knees. So I just want to be very clear about
right.
that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying one or the other, and neither are you. You're not saying one or the other. You're talking about the power that happens when we open up the door for inclusivity of solutions that will provide results. And we happen to be talking about healing today. But that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, Sharon, in my profession, Doc Martin, in my profession, I went to school for 7-8 years for a psychology degree. And I should have done my homework. And I moved back to Washington State. And I thought I was going to be opening up a door to allow people to come in with the work that I had done and become registered, you know, literally become a psychologist, a clinical psychologist. Until I filled out my application and I wrote the word spirituality on it. Basically, not in our state, you're not. And back then, you couldn't even say the word astrology. Now, I want to tell you that I was never meant to do that, really, because I'm here. This is what I meant mm-hmm. to do. But that makes no sense to me. What you're doing is the opening up the door and allowing people to review everything you've put in here. And this is just book one. And to make some decisions for themselves, aren't you?
And you know, Pat, and I was talking to another podcast, Jeff Suak, where you were talking about my book. And he said something about the courage that it took. And in mainstream medicine, and this, I'm going to say 15 years ago, it takes courage to talk spirit, to talk the unseen world. But What I found is when I was brave enough to bring it up with people, and I'll say to my patients, this is not science. I'm going to tell you my spiritual philosophy. And do you feel such and such? Or are you, when you feel this is your soul journey, do you feel your soul is burdened? Do you feel this person who has just died is still here? Are you still holding on? Or, you know, they get it. They completely get it.
Yeah.
And that, so I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to look at me like I'm wacko. No, they love the inclusion of that in the discussion.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal, that inclusivity. Because we are, and we're going to take a break in just a second to talk about the mindfulness matrix. We are a lot of energies, and the more that we can incorporate mind, body, spirit, the whole deal, the bigger we can become. And I mean that in terms of inner power. So let's take a short break, and we'll talk more about the book when we come back.
A book that actually has healing power. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now for pre-order. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Pre-order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Life engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wisdom Nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit CoachingAcademy.net.
Are you a badass with big dreams? Then you need to join Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today. With me, Brandon Foster. Tune in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation.
The Relevance of Now podcast has been created to assist you.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk about something exciting. And I spent a chapter on this in my book, and it could be fleshed out more because it's really big. But I couldn't be big in everything in this book. So, but Dr. Pat will understand this the best. Because this is the function of the mind. Now, truly, when you heal yourself, it's about your thoughts. It's about the state of energy you embody. It's about the key feelings you have about yourself, about your future. Your self-doubt and decision and your negativity that you, oh, there's no way this can heal, are a sure sign it's not going to. But there are key energies that if you embody these and practice at embodying them, you expand your personal power. And I mean that in your energy field. I mean that in how you can tackle your destiny. And so, Pat, let's talk about this mindfulness matrix.
Yeah, let's talk about it. There are a couple of things I want to mention, you know, because it's directly related to this. Something has changed in the world. Outside of BuzzFeed going bankrupt there today, I think, and I think that's going to be solved. But there's something that happened in the past 6 months. And I've talked about this before. You know, when we first launched our network, Sharon, came out of the gate with purple and magenta. It was always going to be that. And we came out with technology right out of the gate with TTR. So it was this combination of TTR and technology. And those were our colors, purple, magenta, blue, teal. About a year ago, I can't remember who, Maybe it was, you know, Mr. Zuckerberg. I'm not sure who. The term metaverse came into play popularly. Now you can't even watch an Xfinity commercial without looking the color change they made to purple and magenta and blue. If you looked at the colors of the metaverse, they are the exact colors we launched Transformation Talk Radio with. So when you ask me, what do I think is the eighth wonder, ninth wonder of the world? It is technology ever using magenta and purple to talk about one of the greatest universal expansions they think will happen, including AI. But why? Because it's an energy. It's not a word. It's not metaverse. It's not technology. You know, what's AI? Why is AI the colors it is? When you go Google, look at the, why? I mean, where did the energy to take a word that is so supposedly highly technical and make it colors that are so spiritual? Come on. Purple, chakra, a magenta, top chakra system, right? Am I wrong?
Right. So perfect.
So when you talk about the matrix, the timing of this is perfect, because the beauty of what you've developed and what you've created by combining all of this is right in line with the energy field that's going on universally in the world. Now, we're having some rough ups and downs at different places. I mentioned BuzzFeed, of course. There are ups and downs in the world. But I'm always astonished at the Greta Thunbergs that show up, Malala Yousafzai that show up. You know, I'm always astonished when a major cable, okay, they're not cable anymore. Well, they're still cable, but a major company changes its X in your commercials to purple and magenta. And then I'm not astonished. So you and I, we can be astonished and not astonished right at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now, I will definitely rebel if we change my table tennis ping pong balls to that color, although they're getting close. But when you talk about the Western treatments and you're talking about the matrix, you're talking about some constructs that are so innate in our value systems. Some of them date back as far as humanity had worked before we had words. Like the idea of integrity. See, that's a word, but it's not really. It's a behavior that we watch in other people to see what they do and how they show up. But it's a word. And I guarantee you, if you go back in time, the idea and the energy of integrity showed up in the very first time somebody decided that they were going to exchange something and then reneged on their promise. I think back then they were fought with a little violence. And then you talk about communication. Is it really just about people, Sharon? Or is it about the way we exchange ideas? And you talk about that, and you've identified in this beautiful matrix, you know, that when we talk about a mindset of this, it's an energy of it. And if we are not centric in our hearts, if we are not that level of value centric in our hearts around each and every one of these, whether you take the constructs that they equal or the, but if you're not, then you show up differently. You don't show up as your best. You show up in a way that other people might notice. You don't keep your promises. You don't communicate clearly, right? So when you designed that, it was a natural next evolution for maximum medicine. Because see, maximum medicine isn't just about getting a prescription.
No.
It's more, isn't it?
It very much is. When you were talking, I was thinking, the reason why over the past 30 years, so many of us have yearned for and gravitated towards the ideal of how we think the Native Americans live their lives, the Native Americans' code of ethics. And I think it's the same yearning for these energies that are in the matrix. Because you know, and your inner wisdom is off if you are acting on something that's in your head, but it doesn't really match how you feel deep inside, you know when you have integrity. And people call you on it, or you don't get the customers coming back again. You don't get the relationship staying with you. Those key energies, when you embody those, when you think about the energy field around us, and this is what I learned in my training with the Four Winds Society. When you think about the energy field around us, it is vibrant and thrives when you are coherent, when you match your inside and your outside, when your mind, body, and spirit are all operating towards the same goal. And the Caro Indian had, they had Munai, heart energy, Yankai, how you actually walked in the world, and Yachai, how you thought about it. And those had to be all together. And when they're all together, your energy field is beaming. And then you are bringing your absolute best self from soul all the way out to cellular to walk down the path. So those energies are important, because when you embody them, when you work on them, if you don't feel particularly expanded, if you're stuck and you feel like you can never heal, this is never going to change, that you're contracted. And you have to step outside of yourself. You have to push your boundaries, your energetic boundaries, and how you believe in yourself. And that's what those energies are so important for, how we're going to navigate as humans, navigate the upcoming years and generations.
You know, one of the things, for those of you out there, Doc Martin has done many, many shows on the Matrix, and certainly you'll see it in her book. But here's the thing that you all should know. When you're talking about a mindset matrix, you're talking about a heart set matrix as well. And let me just give you, from a researcher perspective, what these are called. In the research field, or at least in my research field of psychology, these have been called moderators. And I want to tell everybody what that means. We're so cause and effect related. If I work hard, I'm going to get a raise, right? This is the way we work. If I do this, it will cause this. This is cause and effect. We hear a lot about that. But you see, every bit of research that I've gotten my hands on, my own research as well, points out one very important fact. You can get the best result you want, and that result can be diminished in the eyes of the people, other people, by the thing in the middle that gets you there. It's called a moderator. So let's just talk about what they are. These are things you're not going to be able to touch. Integrity. Perseverance. You can't touch it. Confidence. It's not out your door. FedEx didn't leave it, although my FedEx people do a good job there. Focus. Is that a thing? Can I buy it? No. Purposefulness. How do I get that? Can I get that online? How about creativity? What is that? Let me put my finger on it. Commitment. One of the most researched words that nobody really understands. And then there's understanding. See, these are part of the matrix. And when you look at these things, when you take each of these things and you put them in the middle, and I'll give you a very specific example. If I tell you, Sharon, that I am going to give you a dollar, and I don't give you a dollar, it's a broken promise. And the trust factor in that gets annihilated. However, if my behavior in between that, if I act in integrity and explain to you, communicate to you why I couldn't do it, if I ensure you it is a one-time event and you believe me about that, if I make it absolutely clear that my purpose for doing that was to get you that dollar, and I tried in whatever creative way, if I give you all of those things here, and I can demonstrate to you that every bone in my body, with what I'm about to tell you here, that I acted in integrity, it just couldn't happen. It's not going to alter the effect of that to the point where I may look at you and say, dang, you couldn't get me a dollar. But I won't have a mistrusting feeling about you. Those are the things you put in the matrix. These are the things that in the stretch between something we intend to do or do and the outcome, these things play a part and they determine the impact that we have on another person, another place, and another thing. That's how powerful these are in the research and the study, because it's not as simple as I'm promised to give you a dollar and Sharon, guess what? I don't have your dollar, right? These things in the matrix will determine the brunt of an event or the beauty of an event. That's what they do. In the world of study and research, they're going to tell you this is going to be the brunt of it or the beauty of it, one way or the other. They are the moderators of life.
And putting it into terms with regard to the book, they are the energies that are going to ensure that your spirit has infused your energy field down through to your cells and everything is acting in concert. And yeah. That's how you have the best outcome for healing.
Yeah. I mean, without
take a short break, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sharon, we don't have an explanation. We don't have any way to talk to another human being to really present a case for who we are, how we operate, what got us to be where we are, and whether or not you're going to believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go to a break, Emily.
All right, we'll be right back.
A book that actually has healing power. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now for pre-order. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Pre-order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Life engineering processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you a badass?
Tune in to Artfully Askew with
the relevance.
Sharon Martin. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this with her. Before we kind of go ahead, because this last part is really important, and I just would love people to hear from you. I want to make sure folks know that the book is available for pre-order now.
Yes.
And tell everybody about it. Tell them about all the interviews you're doing. And where do they go to get the book? They can go to your site, of course, at drsharonmartin.com. But this book is going to hit the bookshelves when?
May 23rd. You can pre-order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads. And if you look on my website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com, you will see where you can bring your order number in from where you ordered, and you can download all these freebies. And here's the other thing I'm going to ask all of you out there. And why does this matter? It matters because it opens doors for me to teach more and more. So I want your help. When you read it and you love it, which I'm going to assume that you will, because I think you will, would you write an Amazon review, 5-star?
Yes.
I will become an Amazon bestseller. What does that matter? Will that be an ego stroke? Yeah, okay, it will be. But it will open the door for me to go teach more and more in front of more and more people, which is my mission. So I hope you do that. But anyway, drsharonmartin.com, you can see the details.
Yeah. And by the way, Shimon and
Pat, let's spend our last few.
Yeah, let's just get into this last part. It's really a super important one, Sharon. Go ahead.
When I thought about how I brought my shamanic learnings, and that is connection to spirit, intuition, realization that when we connect to the unseen world, we have more power. when I brought that to my thinking, how do I tell my patients the things to do? And I realized that there were stepwise processes, and I saw those as spirals. As any change, you go from one place around the circle, but when you land back at home, you're actually elevated. So you're actually kind of going like a slinky, kind of moving up. I put those together in order to help you, the reader, when I say you, break down how you can tackle any life challenge. I've done it in the setting of health. So when the first is the interactions, and I call those the four A's. You have to be aware of the problem. And I teach you ways in the book of how you can increase your awareness. And there's a lot about using your thoughts and your visualization and your hypnotic journeys and your meditations. Then you have to allow. You have to allow help. Face it, if we could fix it by ourselves, it would have been done already. And I say that at the same time I'm telling you, you can heal yourself, but you heal yourself in concert with your higher self, your soul, spirit, forces of nature, ascended masters, you name it. So you allow them in. That gives you power. Then after you allow, you act on it. And I show you ways that you can act on that. Then you have to affirm it. You just don't act and walk away. You have to, what do they say in the psychology? You know this better than I, Pat, but 16 weeks to change a habit, to totally change a habit.
Yeah.
So the affirm is the reminder that you've got to keep that energy alive until it's fully embodied. That belief, that intention, till it's fully embodied. So then I also thought, well, you know, there's also inner tasks. And those tasks are you have to have intuition about something. And that's really in the awareness category. So these two sort of overlap. Then you have to amplify your understanding of it. You have to amplify your thoughts. And this is about, if you go back to the matrix, this is being expanded. You have to consider all possibilities and be ready to suspend disbelief. Oh no, I'll never heal that. Are you kidding? That's my liver. I don't know anything about my liver. Disbeliefs, go sit on the side. You can come back later, but right now we're going to ignore you. Then you're going to set an intention. And this, I'm telling you, your thoughts and how you set it are key in changing things for yourself. And then you do a ritual. And the rituals are is similar to the affirm. Those things to me were such important steps that I made them into these medicine wheels. They're spirals and they travel. You take the process the way medicine wheels are used with the indigenous all across the world, the Celts, the Native Americans. So I love those because it allowed me to show you in the book different places and ways that you could act on those. So Pat, what do you think about those processes?
I'll tell you what I think about them. I think that they're so essential because they when you go through those processes and you go through each one, we do it every day. And if y'all are thinking, oh, I don't do rituals, okay, let's just think for a minute. Every time you watch your kid, your children, your daughter, your son, and you've prepared them all your life, you got them ready, right? You got them ready to play that softball game. Let's just say that's you. All of the preparation that went in there, you watch that. You let that happen. You see what that, then they show up and it's game day. So if you follow what Sharon's saying, you could see each one of these in the process embedded in that. And it doesn't have to be softball. Maybe you went back to school. Look, I don't know anybody. I don't know any of y'all out there that went back to school that when you were done, you did not celebrate. You had a ritual. Whatever that ritual was, that's what you did. Many of us did rituals. We didn't call them rituals, but we keep, how many of you still have your tassel from 1965 hanging in your car? That's what we're talking about. And, you know, part of what we're doing here is to say, look, let's bring these things that we know have been used by ancient traditions into contemporary time. How do we know it's happening? Check how many people are getting spiritual tattoos. I'm just asking. I'm just saying. Just go and check. If you don't think that this is something that's in our consciousness, why are we acting as if it is? But you see, you have to allow. You have to be open for it. Now, let me just get a little bit different on this. I grew up with a mom who was very, you know, she walked away from Southern Baptist, but she was a great Christian, all positive. She could have been the Joel Osteen of our time, my mama. But I will tell you something I learned from her. And what I learned from her is a level of spiritual optimism that's in me to this day. And if you watched what Sharon said, she lives it and breathes it every day. She would live it with us three girls. And she would walk us through these things to the point where she would fight for us. She fought for me to go to a high school so I could study music. Now, this is a woman had a first child at 12 and second at 13 and went up against my dad and said, she is going to study this at this school. But she watched the process and she walked through it. That's what I want to say about this. When you read this book, you're going to find yourself in it. When you hear what Doc Martin has to say as she moved forward, you're going to see your children in it. You're going to see your relationship in it. And you're going to ask yourself, can I use this to help me in my life? The answer is, of course you can. And when you look at how this is broken down, it's energy. We're energy. Integrity is energy. What happens in our heart, it's energy. And so what you're going to be invited to, and I'm so glad, Dr. Martin, you're out talking about this. I don't know how many interviews you're doing.
But Pat, there's like 26 interviews in the month
job.
Of May.
But every one of them is an invitation, and nobody does it better than Dr. Martin. She says, walk with me. She doesn't say, do it. She says, walk with me. When you get this
I love teaching.
Yeah.
Because sometimes things are so complicated. And I think, how is the average person? And again, I was average. I had no idea I was going to go to medical school. I had no idea I was going to go to graduate school. I had no idea I was going to do shamanic training. Each of us has that capacity, but I love teaching because those esoteric things need to be used and practiced on a daily basis. So that's why I say to everybody listening, help make me an Amazon bestseller, because then I can go teach more. And will it be, do I have a little ego in there? Yeah, I do. I admit it. But it's also a mission, a spiritual mission. So I walk with me on that one, if you would.
Yeah. Sharon, thank you. I mean, so excited to see decades of work and years with this book turn out to be something that everybody can read and use. There's something in this for everyone. And your writing style and the beautiful stories and the way you walk us through this. Here's the thing that people don't know, and I want to tell them. Yes, this is Dr. Sharon Martin. When you read the way she writes from the heart, you will find yourselves in a story, every page, every word, that allows you to take that journey just for a moment, if you want, to a place where she's been. That's why she's sharing it.
And of course, remember, guys, if you ever want to do radio show and get yourself out in the world and speak your truth out there for people, Dr. Pat and Transformation Talk Radio and Jessica and all the people of the staff, they coached along. So thank you, Pat, very much.
Yeah.
And everybody, will be back for a couple more interviews before May 23rd. I'm going to be on Dr. Pat's show. I'm going to be on my Facebook, all of the places I'm going to be talking, and hopefully have something different to say each time. Thank you for being here, everybody. I'm Doc Martin on Maximum Medicine. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, thank you. Stay tuned, everybody.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.